This call is being recorded.
Greetings, everybody.
Greetings.
This is a different one of the one who serves. This is not the usual one that comes through. But in fact, this one has not come through this particular channel here before. Even though I sound somewhat the same, we all sound alike, and that is just the way it is. But I wish to address this group and those who are listening on the phone and anyone who would experience the transcription of this or the hearing of this at a later time. You are going through tremendous changes. Your bodies are experiencing many different frequency alterations, and you are going to continue to have these changes within you, just as all people across the planet are going to also have these changes. They're going to experience them in many different ways, but they are going to have it nevertheless. And many of you that are having these feelings, these experiences now, and are unsure about it and not knowing if it is something that is beneficial for you or not, please understand that it is very beneficial for you. It is not the old aches and pains that you have become used to. It is not something that is signaling for you to head to the doctor or to the hospital or anything of this nature. Of course, if it became beyond your being able to handle it, then that would be a different story. There could be some indication of something that is calling to you here to take care of, at a different understanding at a different level. But for most of you, it is a change in the frequency that is helping to alleviate or helping to alter your particular bodies now. And your bodies are going to continue to go through this, as I have said. But it is not anything to be concerned about. Now, there are many across the planet that are going to be having these experiences as well now. They are going to have a more difficult time with it. It is because, as Sananda has said many times, you have been acclimated, they have not. So there is going to be some discomfiture for many. They are not going to be sure what is going on, what is happening, and it will be up to you, those of you, to begin more and more to share with those of your loved ones and those who are your acquaintances whenever you have the opportunity, whenever it is possible to do so, when there is an opening for you. Because they are going to be more and more now wondering what is happening, what is going on, what is happening with the world, all of these things. And it is for you to right the ship. It is for you to bring about the balance. That is what you came here for. And you are certainly primed and have been trained and ready for the experiences that are coming up now. So take this understanding and know that the frequencies are going to continue to rise and rise now that you have this third wave that has come across the board here, or hit the shores, you might say. Not fully yet. It is more in the next day to 2-3 days here. You are going to experience more of these energies and this shifting of consciousness that is coming with this. But this is only to prepare you for it and to allow for the process to continue to happen. Okay? I will leave here now, and your normal, you can use that word, the one who serves is going to come in as well here. And the Shira who will be standing by. Shanti, peace be with you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
we are here now to continue this process, to continue your various training that we have been working with you on. And please understand that this is a training. You are under a very rather rigorous training, not in terms of your bodily training for and working with the emotional aspect of self, as it happens in the more of the Eastern understanding and Eastern influences, but you are going through a training regardless. And we are going to do all that we can to continue this, to help you through this entire process until you can be able to move into Hollow Earth or under the ships or Cities of Light and all of these things, and then continue on with your various mentors that will be coming to you. Some are already with you. You already have an understanding of this. They are standing by, and they will be ready to jump into action as soon as the frequencies have risen enough and you are ready for this. Do you have questions here now for One Who Serves and the Shira?
This is Eleanor. Hi.
Yes.
Last week, about 2-3 days, I heard, while I was meditating, I heard in my heart, it was Buddha, and he told me to sit under his tree. I'm not sure, is it because of what's coming? Or do I need to stay longer in my meditation? I'm not sure.
There is not a need to stay longer in your meditation. It is just whatever you are feeling in the moment and believing you are receiving from various guides that are working with you. The energies are certainly picking up, and they are going to continue to do so. So whenever you can find yourself in a more of a centered state, in nature, in any way that you can raise your vibrations and continue to do that, such as with your diet, drinking lots of water, and to be in a state of complete relaxation as much as possible, this will all help to move through these energies as they come in more full force here. Ashira, anything to add here?
Yes. In terms of Buddha's comment, think about staying in the moment, in the now. Everything that you are dealing with will be much easier to deal with. Do not think about tomorrow's or yesterday's. But be in the now.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions here? We had one here that was speaking in the room here earlier.
Yes, one who says, Ashira, I have my son had a dream where he was shown left door and right door. He chose the left one. He opened the door and it was the Jack the Reaper, the guy who comes in when you are ready to die with a hoodie on and in his hand something, and he went through his body where he literally shivered. So he wanted to ask Ashira what he went through. It's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it was a positive thing?
I told him it's very good thing. That portion of you died and you gave rebirth and it's a new Melvin. Welcome home. But I wasn't sure.
Well, I think that you did a wonderful job answering the question. I did truly. Indeed, when you have some sign of death in your life in a dream, any of us, any of you, any of all of us, it is a sign that part of you has gone and that it's a new time to have a new experience and a new life. So congratulations to your boy. This is a wonderful dream. And we would expect to hear him having other dreams in the future that begin to flesh out the life that he is building. All right?
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question. How do you know if you're a light worker or just a regular person?
Oh, my God.
If you are on this call, you are not considered do not like this terminology necessarily, but a regular average person, not an average Joe or Mary here. You are a light worker because you are here. You are experiencing this. You are resonating to these types of words and these understandings. And you would not be here if you were not ready for it. So you can understand that you are all, that is all those here in the group, that is all that would resonate to these words in any way, shape, or form. You can believe you are either starseed or light worker or light warrior or any of these different terminologies that have been used, but you are those that come before. You are the vanguard. You are the ones that are preparing the way for all of the rest of mankind to follow after you. So know that and be in the space that you need to be to begin to acclimate more and more and more to these energies, as we have said. Ashira?
I don't think it is. Thank you.
Very good. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes. Any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Go, Christine.
I just would like some advice on, I've realized that my main issue that I fear that will hold me back from ascending and awakening is receiving and feeling worthy enough to take in and receive the light and progress the way I want to. I think that's probably everybody's main issue, is not feeling worthy enough or good enough. Do you have any advice concerning that?
Yes. Take that particular type of thinking and wording that you are using and throw it away. It is not useful to you anymore. It does not work in the higher vibrations. Just let go of all of that type of thinking, and as was said earlier in this discussion, feel more into everything. That was a wonderful thing that Mahendran shared here, and we clapped our hands when we heard this. That is wonderful that you can be in the vibration to feel more into everything. Stop thinking so much. Thinking is what brought you into your particular illusionary state that you are in now as a race. And it is time to feel now into the higher vibrations, into the frequencies that bring you into the fifth dimensional experience. So do not think in terms of anything holding you back anymore, and certainly do not think in terms of being unworthy. There is no one anywhere in the entire universe that is unworthy, because everyone is one with the God Source. We are all one. That's what you need to work with here and work on. Ashira, anything to add here?
No, I think you did perfectly.
Very good. There was another question that was on the phone at the same time.
Yes, this is me, Sarah. I have a question. I'm wondering about people, they say they are light worker, but what they do is not like light worker. They do a lot of things bad to hurt a lot of people, but they say they are light worker. I want to know this person is real light worker.
Ashira, do you want to go first on this?
I will be happy to start with this, yes. So, apparently you have come upon someone or more than someone who does not seem to approach things in the way that you would believe would be appropriate for a light worker. Light workers are made up of humanity. Light workers are made up of people who have flaws, who have their own issues, have their own plans for doing things and approaching things. So we would say to you that if someone is not in resonance with you, if someone speaks or acts in ways that are not in resonance with the way that you believe that they should, if they are a light worker, walk away. Walk away for a period of time. See if they change. They may, with this new energy and everything that is unfolding, it may change. But we would say take care of yourself first as a light worker. And if it seems that someone is not in resonance with you, then walk away for a period of time and see if they change, one who serves.
Yes, and we would say here also, it is the message that counts, not the messenger. Do not become bogged down with judgments of particular beings, people that are bringing messages, whatever they might be, that can be helpful to many out there. Think in terms of there was a particular woman a long time ago, back in the early 1900s, Madame Blavatsky. And she was on the outside very curt and very not what was one would think would be a spiritual being, but what she shone from within was her light. And that was the message that was needed to be given, and not to throw out the messenger here. So we would strongly suggest that not to be in judgment of anyone or anything out there, because it is all one. And that is what you all need to come to, is that everyone is one. Everyone is a part of the one source. And therefore, you are all brothers and sisters, and no one is above or below anyone else. You are all one. We are all one. Okay? Any further questions here?
Thank you very much.
I have a question, please. My question is, this last wave is coming upon us, and could you explain what involves all three waves, if you can answer? The first wave, who type of people that go there, the second wave, but this last wave is coming up now, and I do not know what that involves, who or what. I'm not saying that I'm judging here. I'm just trying to clarify it. If you could, sir, please.
Yes, each wave was meant to raise the frequencies more and more. And the first wave that came through was the one that was predominantly for those who were light workers, certainly, but it was for those who were the ones who were going to be ascending back in December of 2012. And that, of course, as you know, it did not happen the way you thought it would, and the way it was meant to be at that moment. But this particular wave that came through in September was the one to raise all of your frequencies. And the second wave was the one to take the next group, next phase of it, you might say, of this ascension process, and to bring more and more people to awaken. And, of course, when this happened, the second wave, then those of the first wavers were raised in frequencies even more. And then the second wave, and now the third is to awaken more people, again, into higher consciousness, higher frequencies, and to increase the frequencies of the second wavers as well as the first wavers also. So everyone is moving up in frequency and hopefully maintaining it longer and longer and longer. Bashir, anything to add here?
No, thank you.
Did this answer your question?
Well, what I was thinking was that the third wave, the way that I understand that Archangel Michael was saying, that... those is the ones that possibly don't have a clue of possibly what's going on, and they're left now to go through the third wave. and that they would actually see God. I don't know. I thought we're all God, but I didn't understand that because I don't think he's a person, a personal person. But I guess they'll see something that will waken them up because they haven't wakened up.
That is correct. Those of the that are somewhat still asleep and have not gone through any kind of awakening process yet are going to have an experience from this third wave, and more will awaken. It is not going to be overnight. It is not going to be like all of a sudden all of your friends and neighbors and family come say, oh, you were right all along. That is not going to happen in that respect. Might happen here and there, but for the most part, it is going to be a very subtle awakening for those of them. But for you, those of you, the first wavers, you are the ones that are going to have a frequency shift that is going to happen. It is already happening for some of you, many of you actually, and some are not even yet aware of it, but they are going to become more and more aware of what is happening here as it continues on, as the wave continues across the planet. Again, think of it as a tsunami of love going across the planet and raising consciousness everywhere it goes. This is what you have been doing in your meditation, your guided meditations that you have been working with, where you go to the Christ grid and send the energies down. This is what you have been working with here. Does this answer
your
question?
Thank you. Very, very good. Thank you. I love that. Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions here?
Can you please comment on Obama's speech he's supposed to say something about the transfer of currency from one department to another, and he didn't say it. Can you please comment on that?
Yes. This particular one is still of the light. He is not gone to the dark side or anything of this nature yet, but he has teetered at times. There is ego involved here, certainly, as there would be with anyone in that type of position. It is very difficult to hold the ego down because it is expected that one shows power and these types of things. Even though this particular one has not had a great deal of power, as you would think it, as in a presidency. There are so many working behind the scenes that are in some ways manipulating, yes, and in some ways directing and guiding him as well. So there is both sides. There is those guiding from the light, and there are those manipulating from the dark side behind the scenes. So he has been going back and forth and has had a very difficult time with this particular life. But he came here to do this. This was his calling. This was his mission. And he is still continuing on with this mission. And there are moments, though, where the fragile ego comes in and takes over. And this has occurred in numerous times here, where this one was able to be the one to make the changes more prominent out there. But it has not happened yet. That does not mean it will not happen, but it may take some other types of changes here to bring this particular thing about. We will see. We can, again, only predict based on probabilities that are that have already in the process now. Yes, Shira, anything to add here?
No, thank you.
It is all still coming. So it is still, we sit back and be ready to enjoy the show. Maybe some special fireworks coming. We shall see.
I have a question. A couple, actually. This awareness has been very prominent on the last couple of days, and I've sat with it for many years. I have a very, very profound lucid. I wasn't lucid. I was awake as I am right now, and I was in Egypt, and I
was in the body of the bird-like being, very tall, 15, 20 feet tall. And I kept saying, I am Ra by the power of 3x3. And that message has come to me repeatedly. And there's hand movements that I do with that. And I realize that that energetically changes things. But I would really, really appreciate some insight into this. Wow, I'm feeling the power of it right now. There's more information for me to be made aware of what that truly is about, because it's really, really in the forefront going over and over and over again. So I'd appreciate some assistance with what is attempting to reveal itself through that statement that I was making at that time to the masses of the people, and why it's coming up so dominant for me to be aware of that once again.
Yes. So, Sierra, do you want to?
I will start with this, yes. Dear one, this is one of your many, many experiences of past lives, one of your many very truthful experiences that is very obvious for you. We are not going to be one who are going to tell you exactly what this is for, but we will say that there is a message in here for you. And we would suggest that you take time to explore this life. Take time to experience yourself saying these words, hearing these words, and find out the true meaning for what is happening at that moment, and what also then will be beneficial for this life, for your activities in this life, by the experience of understanding the past. You know, this is not a lot of information, but we can tell you that this is a truthful experience for you, and that if you go back and you meditate and you delve into this much more deeply with the credibility that we give you this day of saying that this is a real experience for you, you will find where the truth is and how you can apply it today, okay?
All right, thank you.
Wonderful. Are there any further questions here?
I had another question, if I may.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. As I've shared before, I've been getting a lot of knocks on my doors and people speaking to me, but it's like, they're like, wow. Okay, breathe. This morning, it was just like pounding to break down my front door. And I get up and I open it and I say, please come in. Once again, wow, the energies are just really intense around this. I think this is, you know, part of it is just me sharing my truth and speaking my truth and acknowledging it, that it's I would like insight. I mean, this has been going on for years. I get pounding at night, but this time, I mean, it was just like to break down the door. Obviously, it's not a physical neighbor or robber or something. It's something that's really, really wanting to enter my awareness, and I do now get up and open the door, and I say, please come in. I would just, you know, once again, would like some insight on this, please.
Go ahead, one here, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
As we can tell from this, for the one who is asking this question, and for all, because we often will bring this to more larger population here as far as this type of question. So it is not specific only to you. There are many experiences that are coming and are a part of your expression already that are wanting to bring the higher awareness to you as much as possible. And it is particularly the breaking down of the door is your higher self attempting to more directly communicate with you in terms of creating a spectacle, a commotion of some type to get your attention. And again, this is for all. Many are going to experience similar types of things. Not so much breaking down the door, but other things that will get your attention. and bring your attention to that is coming to you so that you become aware of these higher frequencies that are attempting to reach you. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Very much so. Thank you.
Very good.
All right. Thank you. Grandest of love.
Thank you.
Would there be any further questions before we release channel here? Very good. Then we will release channel. Just continue to allow the energies to acclimate in your body, in your physical body, as well as your mental and emotional bodies also. Allow it all to come in and continue to move in the direction of, as said earlier, the feeling into everything. The feeling, not so much getting into the analyzing of what is happening, but knowing it, feeling it, experiencing it, being it. That is what the idea of being it is, to simply be one with your higher God self. So continue to work on this in any respect that you can, and we will be back with you again soon. And there will be those who will be coming in to experience this with you as well. That is all we can say on that now. Just a little hint here for what is coming. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
I am Ashira. As always, it is our pleasure to be here with you today. So 2 and 3 years ago, we told you that you would be experiencing more and more. We are pleased to hear all of those things that you are sharing with one another today. The raising of the veil, portals in people's bedrooms, all types of things which you had never thought of previously. Fewer and fewer the conversations about the outside world and more about your experience, your manifestation. Are these not exciting times? We know that as you have these experiences and you share them with one another, that it builds a credibility for yourself, a worthiness for yourself, to know that, yes, you deserve this experience, you deserve this dream, you deserve this vision, you deserve seeing this UFO, you deserve seeing all of these things, and yes, set you up for even more. So as you are becoming accustomed to these energies which are flowing in now, continuing to change your bodies, change your DNA, change your chakras, they're all things that you cannot necessarily manifest. They are happening for you and to you. Everything is exactly where it needs to be. Go, dear ones, on your path and know that you are doing exactly what you need to do, whatever that is. Be there to pick up the pieces when friends or family fall apart, do not understand what is happening in their world, in their home life, in their bodies. Whatever you have had a wide avenue of experience in all of these areas, have you not? You are ready for the position that you have been trained for and that you came in to accomplish. And as everything falls into place and you see yourself serving, you will look back at these times and think, wow, that was such a long time ago, and yet that was not. We welcome you this day. Call out for us in the coming week. We will be happy to be with you. Be happy to talk with you and to share with you. We give you our love and our blessings now this day.